This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. It is that time again, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, which means it is the Foxes and the Foxes only. This is what we do on Love Sport Radio. This is your team, your voice. So get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. And I'm joined now by someone. I mean, looking at the crystal ball, I'm trying to look and guess his emotions, guess his mood. And I'm guessing Chris Forian, who joins us now from the Leicester City Till I Die podcast. Oh, has his football team been getting on 9-0 Friday night? Progression in the cup tonight. Chris, I'm guessing you are absolutely elated at what you're seeing at the minute, my friend.
I've got no voice, so bear with me. And that was from Friday. I was there on Friday, and it was one of those I was there moments. I mean, it doesn't get any better. It really doesn't.
Chris, it doesn't get any better. I'm watching it on Friday night, honestly, and it got to a point, bless my girlfriend, I forced her to watch it doing the Leicester City and the Southampton fan show. It got to 5-0 and she said, this is getting a bit cruel now. I said, unfortunately, this is not how football works. Leicester, you know, they were just putting the foot down on the pedal because it was explosive. It was frightening, you know, under Brendan Rodgers. There was absolutely no let up. I know we have to talk about qualification tonight in the Carabao Cup, but that Friday night, I mean, we rarely see that, do we?
No, I mean, things went in our favour. I mean, I'm sat in the stands and I'm with my son and his girlfriend, and they had their player sent off as we went 1-0 up, and I didn't see it, to be honest with you. So I was following the ball into the box, and I said, "Oh, this could be tough now." It was a horrible night weather-wise.
Horrible.
They were down to 10 men, and it's sometimes difficult or harder to play against 10 men than it is against 11. And they just capitulated. There's no other word for it. I mean, it was just, you just watched every goal go in and you thought, now, and then at half time, 5-0, I went to Sean, I went like, it'll be a quiet second half, you know. Never was good in the second half. And it just got better. But apparently Johnny Evans, obviously ex-Man United, he knew the record was there for the taking, and he was going mad at the players for wasting time. Said, come on, we can get this record, and we did.
Yeah, it's interesting because I heard that story. He said at 5-0, he was really, you know, when they were celebrating all in the huddle, he said, look, this is doable tonight now. It's incredible, you know, the foresight of the player. Even, I know they've scored 5 goals, but to go on and get another 4, to know that record is achievable tonight is absolutely incredible. And it was such a tremendous performance, and it felt like it was almost written, you know, the mad weather, the way Leicester come out. But you mentioned the red card there, and I'm not saying that would have changed the result, maybe the scoreline, and you're certainly right, Chris, in a sense that it is harder to play 10 men sometimes than 11. But the Ryan Bertrand challenge, red card for you, because it was obviously VAR coming back, but for me it was, but how did you see it?
I mean, for once they actually played it in the stadium, because where I was sat was quite close to the Southampton fans, and normally they don't sort of always show the decisions, you know, they'll just say yes, you know, red card, sending, you know, whatever, goal. But I think even the Southampton fans looked at that and went, yeah, I can see how we, you know, they're given, some of the fans are not given, I mean, you know, there's arguments that they didn't take the weather into consideration and etc, etc, but he got him mid-thigh. His foot was off the ground, bleeding with his studs. He could have done it some bad damage. And had it been the other way round, and it was a Leicester player, I couldn't have argued it. So, yeah, I think it had to be a red card.
Yeah, I completely agree. It obviously did change the game. The weather didn't help. Chris, it's been fascinating, especially for me, doing the Leicester City fan shows and Love Sport Radio. And we've gone on this journey together, talking to yourself, talking to Lee Chappie and everyone else that's taken part in this show. And the wonderful thing about this is, obviously, it's the first full season under Brendan Rodgers. And at the start, you know, we're going, you know, we want to be there or thereabouts, really build under in now, top six, top eight. Oh, well, we've started okay, you know, potentially top four. Now, Lee last week said the top four, this was before the 9-0, we have to get it. And almost after these performances, why not? You know, you never know what happens. Leicester won the Premier League. We have to say, maybe they're in the title race. They're certainly doing better than, you know, the Uniteds, the Arsenals. Chelsea are on a good run, but Tottenham aren't up there. Why not Leicester, and why not Leicester again?
Well, exactly. This is what I'm saying, you know. For those, you know, I was watching Chris Sutton earlier on YouTube, and he was saying that, you know, we're only 10 games in. But, yeah, it's happened before, you know. And Ben Chilwell said that people are waiting for us to falter.
Mm. And which feels like your Premier League season.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Waiting for us to falter then. No. But, you know, Arsenal, they're not firing on all cylinders, like you said. Tottenham are, God knows where they are, somewhere down the bottom half. Man United are, you never know what, you know, they're going to do week in, week out. Chelsea are surprising me, in fairness. They're doing better than I thought they would, but why can't we? I mean, there isn't a team, and I mean any team, including Liverpool and Man City, that will have seen that performance on Friday and not be worried about playing us.
I completely agree, and you know, and I mentioned why it feels like that Premier League season, because everyone, you had the doubters there, you know, oh well, they'll slip up by Christmas, well they'll slip up, well they've almost cemented top four now, they won't win the league. Well, they did win the league, and people can say that it was a year when no one else was really challenging. Well, someone needs to emerge from the pack. They did. We know Liverpool and City are up there, but Liverpool, we know they've also made a great start, but they're going to have their down periods. City have already had a mixed form, but they're hitting the groove now. But even look at Leicester's goal difference. Yes, let's take out that 9-0, but we know what they can do, and they've played a few of the big sides already. Now they've got a run where they can, you know, amass points before the busy Christmas period, you know, and they're almost doing, you know, in a sense of City, they're making 10 changes, and it feels like nothing changes in a sense, Chris, because they're going on, they get the result, they're scoring goals, albeit it was Burton tonight, but whoever the plays, like when City rotate, it's just everyone's on the same page, and whatever side we put at, we're going to still show our performances like that and make a statement.
Liverpool are a few points ahead, but look at them last season. They were 8 points ahead at one point and threw it away. Man City, you know, they've lost as many games as we have. They're only, I think, ahead of us by a point. I mean, tonight was a tough game, and I must admit, I'm probably going to get sort of crucified for saying this, but there was a lot of changes. I think if Prell had done that and we'd lost, he would have been absolutely crucified. I think Rodgers got away with it a little bit. Because at times tonight, we were holding on. You know, goalkeeper saved us a couple of times. You know, Burton came out and they went for it. And I'm sat there thinking, and I, you know, I've commented on my group, on my Facebook group. I'm like, you know, we were hanging on here, guys. You know, we and what annoyed me, I think, is the fact that Friday we played, not playing till Sunday. Yes, they have the big names on the bench, but I still don't get why managers don't put the best side out in the first half. Hopefully, you know, by half time, you're 3 or 4 nil up, and then bring the, you know, take the top players off and give them a rest. It was a performance we got through, and you know, at the end of the day, you can't criticise that. But performance wise, all credit to Burton, they gave us a game.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you mentioned that if Puel done this, you know, he made those changes, he might have come under stick, but he wasn't in that the run of form that Rodgers are. And when things are going well, Chris, we know it. When you're winning and the victories are looking up, that's all that matters, because, you know, it's going well, we can get away with it. Everyone's just going to look to the the side that you are putting out, and they're still fearful. And, you know, players coming in tonight, you know, scoring, they're making a claim now. They want to be a part of it. Players that I haven't seen start for Leicester in a while. I know it was 10 changes, but it's just the pace that they're going at. You can afford to be, sort of be this ruthless and make those changes when everything's going well, can't you?
You can, and let's face it, there's nothing. Nobody's more fickle than football fans are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's be honest with you. I still think the League Cup is there. For a team like Leicester, and we've got a bit of history in the League Cup, you know, won it a few times under Martin O'Neill.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think because, like, last two seasons, we've been in the quarterfinals, we've lost by not putting a strong team out. Rodgers came and he said, right, I'm going to take this seriously. There was no need to put a weakened team out, because, like I say, we only played on Friday. We had that extra day. We got out of jail, I honestly think, tonight. Yeah, at times we were playing really, really well. But, you know, there was 2-0 up, and we're thinking, like, yeah, we're safe. We let them back into it. But like you say, at the end of the day, we're through, and that's all that matters.
You are through, and I'm glad that Brendan Rodgers is taking this cup seriously, because if a few more managers done that, especially with the FA Cup as well, that can help bring the magic back. And I think, you know, when you are in good form, keep that good form, that momentum going. Don't ruin what happened on Friday night. And you mentioned that you've got good history in the cup and Brendan Rodgers wants to take it seriously. Also, if you look at the way the draw has panned out, Chris, Arsenal playing Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, and we don't know what sides they're going to put out, but, you know, the bigger teams, the bigger clubs, two of those are going to be out. You could have potentially a great path at reaching the final, and if not winning this trophy, Chris.
Indeed, and then it's a place in Europe, you know, guaranteed with it. I mean, I can remember the first year we won it under Martin O'Neill, we beat Man United on the way, and I think they only had two senior players in the first team because the big teams didn't take it seriously. Now, the big teams are taking it seriously because they know it is a guaranteed European place. And yet, the draw's worked out really, really well because, like you say, tomorrow night we're going to lose two of the top teams one way or another. And yeah, and you've got to love, I don't care, I'm a football fan and I love the Cups, you know, and I've always loved the League Cups. And it's good to have that.
It's certainly good to have that. Chris, I thought we lost you there. Chris, no. It's certainly good to have that. Leicester, they've got this feel-good vibe at the minute. The momentum is with them. They beat Southampton on Friday. They beat Burton tonight. Obviously, it's Palace on the weekend. Leicester haven't got the greatest of history with Palace at the minute, weirdly. And they've picked up some big results. Obviously, Arsenal on the weekend. They beat Man United. They beat West Ham away. I know this one is at Selhurst Park. What are your thoughts going into this one? A tricky tie, or Leicester at the minute, we're just steamrolling?
We're Leicester. We are the kings at shooting ourselves in the foot. We really, really are. And Palace are a bogey side for us. I think they beat us 4-1 last season, one of Puel's last games. And I'm not overconfident, no. I'm really not. I think we'll do it. It's not going to be another 9-0, let's put it that way. Roy's got them playing well, and they're actually up there. They're I think, in about 6th or 7th in the league.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I would never sort of, you know, go against my team winning, but I think it'll be a hell of a lot tighter. You know, I think you're looking at sort of probably 2 or 3-1. But I think we'll do it.
Well, and this is it. You know, obviously Palace don't really concede a lot of goals. They're very tight. Roy Hodgson will have them well-drilled and versed for the game on the weekend. But we're mentioning about Leicester's maybe title aspirations again this season. And what another statement, you know, they're busy making a lot of statements at the minute, but what another statement this would be from Chris to then go and beat, like you said, the team that's in sixth place. Yeah, we really aren't mucking about, whether it's Southampton down at the bottom, we'll do a job on them, and now we'll do a job on the team that's only two places below us.
These are the games you've got to win. You've got to win every game, haven't you, really? It is still early doors, and I'm sure sort of come the end of the season, it'll be a bit more sort of teams the way you'd expect them to be. But, you know, if we want to be taken seriously as top four, top six contenders, these are the sort of games we should be winning. You know, we haven't won them in the past. You know, you get a Leicester would go out and do really well against one of the top six sides, and then go and throw it away against the team at the bottom. We've got to start putting performances week in, week out against all the teams. I think Rodgers will get us doing that.
He certainly will. So you're going for that 2-1, 3-1 on the weekend, but whatever way, you're saying 3 points, Chris.
I'm saying 3 points. I've got to say 3 points, haven't I?
Of course you have. Chris, always chatting to you is a real pleasure. I look forward to speaking to you again next week on the Leicester City Fan Show right here on Love Sport Radio. That was Chris Forian from the Leicester City Till I Die podcast. Well, Leicester, they are flying at the minute. Their fans are up for it. Top four, title aspirations. They feel that they can beat anyone, and why shouldn't they?
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.